Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And if not, there's always time to change it. Happy Tuesday, if this is the day you're listening to this. If not, happy whatever day it is for you. I just randomly got like a huge burst of energy, which is strange because it's 7 p.m. I don't know, man. I go through like the same cycle every single day. I hit a slump, a massive one, at around 2 to 3 p.m. And then I'm like, I feel like I just need to go to bed at like 5 p.m. But then I somehow get a second wind. I don't know. That's what's happening right now. So we're here. I decided that I want to start doing the same little like intro segments every episode, because I listen to a lot of podcasts that have things like that. Like, they talk about something specific at the beginning of every episode. It's like a question that they answer or whatever. So I wanted to start doing that. So I wrote out a list of three little questions that I'm going to answer at the beginning of every episode to get us into the groove, kind of do a little bit of like setting the scene. You know, I love to set the scene. And also just like what's kind of going on. So use these as like some jumping off points. So let's begin with the first little mini segment, which I have done this before. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you probably already know that I like to do this. But my first segment is called What's Hannah Drinking? What am I drinking right now? Currently nothing, but I have an Olipop here. And I'm about to open this up and drink this. The flavor today that I have is classic root beer. And my favorite Olipop is the cream soda one. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but oh my God, the cream soda Olipop is so good. But they didn't have it at the store, so I got the vintage cola. I drank that yesterday, and now I have the classic root beer. And I have never tried either of these flavors until right now. So let's see what we think. I'm gonna take my first sip. Oh my God. Wait, this is not sponsored by Olipop, but oh my God, this is so good. It tastes like a root beer float. Wow. Okay, that's really, really good. I like that a lot. So that concludes this week's segment of What's Hannah Drinking? I was going to make a coffee for this, but then I just simply did not feel like it at 7 p.m. I feel like it's usually coffee, which we've been over 100 times, but you know what? Maybe there's new people who are listening. So next time I have a coffee, I'll tell you what's in my coffee. But for now, we've got our Olipop. Classic root beer. It's fire. I'm very excited to drink it. Oh, and also obviously I have water. I think I drink minimum of 10 water bottles a day. And I mean, like, I don't know how many fluid ounces this one has. Oh wait, does it say? 30 ounces is this one. I got this one at like TJ Maxx for like $12. But I also have my Hydro Flask, which is like 40 ounces or something. Maybe, I don't know. I fill up my water bottles so many times a day. So I think I drink like a fantastic, amount of water. Like, not to like pat myself on the back, toot my own horn, but drinking water is important. So let this be a reminder. If you haven't drank a lot of water today, go fill up a water bottle and drink your water. My next little topic that I want to talk about is one thing that I'm excited for this week. This week, I actually have something very, very exciting. And also I need to like scoot in. I'm like not convinced completely that this is actually happening or that it's real. And I don't know if I will be processing it until it happens, or even when it happens. Like, I don't know if I will be processing it fully, but I will tell you that I got invited to an event. And if you are new here, I, you know, here and there get invited to, or I'm brought as someone's plus one to like influencer event around New York City. There are a lot of them here, which they are quite fun. I mean, I've got invited to some pretty cool ones in the past for cool brands, celebrating cool launches, cool like events that are happening. I've seen a lot of cool people, but this event is, I don't even know. I'm like scared to even hype it up as much as I am in my head, because if I get my hopes up really high and like expect it to be the greatest thing ever and then it's not, I'm gonna be devastated. And it has to do with who is hosting the event. So the event is, I'm going to tell you, like, all the details. I'll do a little recap, give you the full rundown in next week's episode. So be sure to stay on the lookout for that. But what I will tell you right now is this event, it's for the start of the U.S. Open. And the kicker is who is hosting this event. And I will tell you, it is two people. And before you guess, it's not Harry Styles or Taylor Swift, because those are really, like, two of the top people, probably the two people in the world that I would be the most excited to see. But, like, why on earth would they be hosts? I don't know. Maybe they would. But it's not them. It's not either of them. So don't get that excited. But if you know me, this thing that these people are from is, like, one of my personality traits. I'm like thinking about it even happening right now and being in the presence of that. I'm like gonna fangirl so hard on the inside. I have to keep it in. I have to be chill. You know, I'm at an event. I need to be normal and professional and all of that. But I'm gonna be screaming. So I need to like lower my hopes. But it's hard because I'm so excited. Anyway, so this event is hosted by two people that I never thought I would even be in the same room as. And these two people are / were a part of something that I love so much and is genuinely become a part of my personality. So if you follow me on Instagram, I hope that I actually get to meet them. I know they're hosting the event, but I don't really know much past that. I don't know what the setup is going to be like. There's probably going to be like a gazillion people there, I would assume. Like when I got this invite in my inbox, I screamed out loud when I saw who was hosting it. So I feel like anyone else who likes this thing that I'm talking about that these people are from probably had the same reaction because it's like, what the fuck? So I'm assuming there's gonna be a lot of people there. I don't really know like what the situation is gonna be with actually getting to like speak to them or interact with them or meet them or whatever. But I will again give you the full recap on next week's episode. If I get to be in their presence, which I hope and I assume I will because they're hosting, I don't know, I'll be hosting it on my Instagram. My Instagram is Hannah Elise Mowdy. I will put it in the show notes. I actually just changed my at name also on Instagram and Twitter because my previous at name was Hannah and then E, my middle initial, and then my last name. And people thought that my last name was E-M-A-U-T-E, but it's just the E stands for Elise. And Hannah Elise is kind of like my whole brand. It's my YouTube channel. So I wanted to add that into my username. Anyway, this is besides the point. So just check my Instagram for kind of like a more immediate update than the podcast. But if not, I will talk about it on the podcast next week. So that is something that I'm excited for this week. Oh, and one of my best friends from home that I've been friends with for years and years, she lives out in California right now, but she is also a ginormous fan of this thing that I'm a fan of, that these people are from. And she is flying from California to New York City to attend this event with me because of who's hosting it. So I'm really excited for that. She's gonna be here for literally maybe 36 hours total. Coming in, we're going to the event, and then she fully leaves the next day. I am obsessed with the fact that she did this. I think it's hysterical, and I'm excited to see her. So she's coming, and then we're doing this together. So that's a thing that is happening, and I'm trying not to think about it too much because if I do, I might start crying because I'm so excited. Oh God, I really hope this doesn't go awry. I really need to try to like manage my expectations better and not get so excited because I tend to get really, really excited about things. And then if things aren't like 100% awesome and like if literally anything goes wrong, I'm like, I'm devastated. So I need to manage my expectations. I'll work on that in the next 48 hours. So that's my one thing I'm excited for this week. One of the most exciting things I've ever been invited to in my life. So that's happening this week. That's crazy. And then the last little topic question I wanted to answer is one thing that I am grateful for right now. I wanted to include this because I think that it's important to just be thankful for what you have in this moment, where you are in this moment, not think about the past or the future, just be grateful for something in the here and now. And this actually ties into the topic of today's episode as well, but I will get into that in a minute. One thing that I'm grateful for right now is the fact that I have a washer and dryer in my apartment. I live in New York City, and if you did not know, it is somewhat rare to have in-unit laundry in New York City. It is more difficult to come by than one who does not live in your city may think. You may be like, well, of course you're gonna have laundry in your like place of residence. No, it doesn't work like that. It's you get like really lucky if you find a place that's within your budget that has in-unit laundry. And my apartment has in-unit laundry, and I am very grateful for that, honestly, all the time. Every time I go into my kitchen and I see the little like closet that the washer and dryer is in, I'm like, thank God for this. This is a blessing. But specifically today, I had a huge laundry day, and it's actually still going on. I need to switch my laundry again after I'm done recording, but I have like at least four loads of laundry. I'm doing laundry of everything. I just have been putting it off. My hamper's overflowing. I need to wash my towels, my sheets, all of that. So I'm doing like a huge laundry day. And I started it very early this morning. And I've just been thinking how grateful I am that I have in-unit laundry, because it makes the process so much more convenient, obviously, because it's right there. And I'm just very appreciative of it, very grateful, and it makes me happy. And I don't mind doing laundry. I don't know, like I kind of find it nice, like when all of it's done, I sit and I like watch a show or a video or something on my TV, and I fold all of it and organize and put it away. So, and then I feel so much better. And what starts all of that is the fact that it's just easy to do it because I have it. So I'm very grateful for that. And that's my one thing that I'm grateful for right now. So that's my little intro segments, questions that I want to start incorporating at the top of every episode, because I think it's just nice little way to get into it, kind of give you a little bit of a life update without just kind of telling you every day. Because like I don't really have that many interesting things that go on. I say that as if I didn't just tell you about this event that I'm invited to, that it's like one of the coolest, potentially coolest things I've ever been invited to in my life. But on the day-to-day, like last week, for example, I didn't have anything, like nothing crazy happened. It was just a very normal week. But I want to still answer one thing I'm excited for this week, because it's gonna get me into the rhythm of just seeing beauty and joy and being grateful for little things, because not everything in life is big, and most things in life aren't big. I've talked about this before. I made a whole episode about finding joy in the little things, or finding joy in the simple things, whatever I called it. And that whole episode is basically about this concept that life is just a compilation of small moments. So if you can find joy in the small moments, then you can find joy in life instead of kind of just waiting and looking forward to the next big thing. And like for most people, big things are few and far between. So what we do have, though, is a lot of small moments, but there can still be joy found in those moments. So that's that. I'm excited about that, to get that going in future episodes. And now I am primed, I'm ready to get into the topic of today's episode, which I sort of alluded to with that last question, the one thing I'm grateful for right now. So let's discuss what I want to discuss today. And this is something that's been heavy on my mind. It becomes heavy on my mind in waves. There'll be things that happen, or I'll see things that happen, and it kind of puts me into this state of mind where I have to remind myself of this. And the last few days have been another one of those waves. So what better time for me to talk about it with you than right now? Today, I want to talk about watering your own grass. And this comes from a quote by the great Big Sean in the song As Long As You Love Me by Justin Bieber. And he said, quote, "The grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it," end quote. I don't know if he actually came up with that. I feel like I've seen variations of this quote, and you probably also have, everywhere forever, that the grass is always greener, you know? What that means basically is you can always look at someone else's situation and envy it and find something about it that you compare your current situation to and kind of like wish you had what they had. The grass is always greener on the other side. So in As Long As You Love Me, in Big Sean's part, he says, "The grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it." And with that comes the lesson that we need to water our own grass. I love this quote. I love the visual of it. I kind of picture somebody, like there's a fence in the middle, and then you're on one side and your grass is like brown and dead or whatever. And then on the other side of the fence, somebody is standing there with like a watering can with a smile on their face and their grass is green and healthy and they're like watering their own grass, doing their own thing in their life. And then on our side, our grass is brown and dead because we're too busy looking at someone else's grass and being like, dang, their grass is so green. I just wish I had that. And we're not realizing that there are things we can do in this moment to make our own grass green as well. We're too focused on what they're doing and wishing we had what they had without thinking, how could we get there? One of the main reasons that you can feel like the grass is greener on the other side, or you may be looking at what somebody else has, feeling jealous, feeling like you wish you had what they had, and you feel like their situation is better than yours, stems from some lack of something in your own life. If you feel completely fulfilled in your life with everything that you're doing, you're just simply not going to look at someone else's life and see things in theirs that you wish you had more than what you already have, because you feel fulfilled in your own life. You're not looking at other people. You don't really care what they're doing because you're happy just in your own lane and you're thriving on your own. The issue starts when we feel like we have a gap of some kind. We have a lack of something. Can you hear the crackling of this soda right now? Or is that just like my intrusive thoughts like telling me that you can? I'm gonna move it. The catalyst for us feeling like the grass is greener on the other side is feeling like we have a lack of something in our own lives, on our own side. And instead of looking inward, instead of kind of assessing the situation and seeing what we can make out of our situation or any changes that we can make to it to improve it, we don't want to do that. We're simply just looking at other people's and kind of feeling sorry for ourselves and feeling like there's nothing that we can do because someone else just has it better. Someone else's life is just more perfect, which no one's life is perfect, obviously, but we're kind of sitting and wallowing in the fact that somebody else has something that we don't. And it's especially prevalent when we see somebody else having something in one of our pain point areas in our lives, an area that we are experiencing, feeling, seeing a lack in some way in. We see somebody else that has that figured out. And sometimes the instinct is to look at that other person and be like, well, why not me? Why do you have it figured out? Why can't I have it figured out? Everybody else has it figured out. I can't. And then you kind of just go down the negative downward spiral of overthinking and thought and just kind of thinking yourself into a negative hole. That's the grass is greener, the grass is always greener perspective. Now enter Big Sean's perspective, which tells us that the grass actually isn't always greener on the other side, first of all. But second of all, the grass is green where you water it. And if we go back to that visual that I explained a few minutes ago. I described the person with the green grass standing there with a smile on their face, with a watering can in their hand, watering their own grass, which is how it becomes green. So this is exactly what I mean by that. The grass is green where you water it. The grass is not going to water itself, okay? Life is not going to just make itself perfect. Every situation is not going to just figure itself out. Sometimes we have to step in. We have to take sets of circumstances that maybe are less than ideal or maybe are making us feel shitty in some way or another, and we have to do something about it. We can't look at other people and just wonder why our life isn't working out the way theirs is when we're spending most of our time looking at their lives. We're not fixing our own. We're not watering our own grass. We're watching somebody else water their grass and wondering why our grass isn't green. It's an active process to make your own situation good, or to turn a situation that maybe is less than ideal into something good. It's an active process. You have to participate in it. It's not just gonna happen. You can't sit back and be passive and expect everything to just magically be perfect or fix itself. You have to water your own grass. And something that I've been thinking about specifically in my life lately that has led me to remind myself to water my own grass is, and this is another thing that can cause someone to feel this way, it causes me to feel this way, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. And because of that, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing in life in general. There is no syllabus for life once you get past school. I've talked about that before. I feel like I'm on a good path. I'm not saying that I feel like I'm absolutely just winging everything and have no control of my life. That's not what I'm saying. But when there's no guidance and there's no one telling you something is the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, there's no next natural progression past school, you got to figure it out on your own. And with that comes the question of, am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right place physically? Am I in the right career? Am I surrounding myself with the right people? Am I doing the right things? You know what I mean? Every aspect of life kind of feels like it's up in the air. So that is a pre-existing feeling that I have a lot of the time. And again, sometimes there are times where I'm like, of course I'm on the right path. Like, I'm killing it. This is great. This is amazing. Everything's working out well. And I love this. I have those too. But I also have the opposite side. I mean, it's a balance. You know, there's always give and take. There's up and down in life. And it's normal to feel both. Very, very, very normal. What I'm trying to focus on in the times where I'm feeling unsure is reminding myself to water my own grass. Because it is especially in those times that I tend to look over at other people's yards or whatever. And I see the way that they are watering their grass. Maybe they have like a whole like irrigation system set up in their fucking backyard. And it's watering their grass so efficiently and their grass looks beautiful and green and healthy and all that. And I'm like sitting over there with like a watering can that is like broken. I don't know. And I'm like, well, why? How did they figure that out? How did they figure out the whole irrigation system? How are they so on top of it? And then I look at my own grass and I'm like, well, fuck, I'm like, in comparison to this person, failing. I'm not at the same level that they're at. It is so easy to compare yourself in life. It's so easy. And even though I know so well, and I talk about this all the time, that life is not a competition. Everyone is on their own path. Everyone is doing their own thing. Everyone's path is completely, uniquely their own. So not only is it unfair to yourself to look at somebody else and compare your path to theirs, it's unreasonable, truly. Because you don't know what their path is. You're only seeing the outside of it. You don't know what's going on internally, first of all. Second of all, they might have different goals than you, different everything, because everyone has their own different set of circumstances, of goals, of timing. Everyone's timing is different. Even if you seemingly think you're on like the same level as someone, maybe you're the same age and you graduated with the same degree or whatever, and you work in the same field, all of those things can be true, but that doesn't mean that you and that person, first of all, are on the same path, and second of all, need to be in competition. It's not a competition. I think it's inevitable that we look at other people and see all the good that they have, especially in the areas that we feel we lack in. And to a point, that's okay. It's okay to look at what other people are doing and see the way that maybe they are excelling in an area that we feel like we're lacking in. That's fine. But it's what you do with that that will shape the rest of everything. You can look at somebody else. Take this example again. I can look at this person's green grass and the irrigation system that they have set up in their backyard, and I could do one of two things. I can either look at this and I'm like, oh my God, that's genius, and take inspiration from it and be like, I never thought of that. That's such a good idea. I'm going to try to do that too. Or I'm going to try to do my own version of that. Or I just like the thought behind that. Maybe I should think about things more outside of the box. Maybe I should try thinking about this thing in a different way. I could look at what that person is doing and how they're watering their grass and be inspired by their attitude, their innovation. Or I could do the second option, which is look at their grass, look at everything they've set up, and just be like, well, I can't do that, so fuck me, I guess. I suck. My grass will never be that green because I can't do that. They just can do it and I can't. They're better than me. I'm failing. They're winning. There's that perspective as well. Now, logically, I feel like you and I can come to the consensus of which of those thought paths is more productive for ourselves. And if you haven't, if you couldn't tell, it's the first one. So taking this kind of off the page, off of the grass example and into how this plays out in real life, I'm going to go back to myself. As I said, I don't exactly know what I'm supposed to be doing. Side note that I don't think there is a exact right or, well, there is some things that are like actually wrong I shouldn't be doing, but there's not like one exact right path. There's not just one. There's just a series of decisions. And a lot of the time, one decision is no more correct than the other one. They just shift the rest of your path. There's not only one way that things can go, but that's like a complete side note besides the point, okay? So I'm questioning sometimes, currently right now, this is one of the times, if what I'm doing is right, if where I'm at in my life is correct, if I could be doing something different, if I'd be happier somewhere else, doing something else with a different set of circumstances, making different decisions. I question if I'm making the right decisions. I see other people making different decisions than me, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Should I do that too? Should I do what they're doing? Because that looks kind of cool. Like, that looks like it's a fun time, a good idea that maybe I'd be happier. Maybe I would be happier doing this. Maybe I'd be happier here. Maybe I'd be happier with these people, with this career, with this set of circumstances. It's so easy. You can always think, well, maybe I'd be happier if I did this. Maybe I need to do all of these things, X, Y, Z, to be happy. Maybe that's the key. That is the answer. That thing is the answer. What somebody else is doing, I see it and I'm like, wait, no, they have it all figured out. They have the answer and I need to do that because maybe that would make me happier. But then, first of all, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, what if it doesn't? What if that's not the answer? Because honestly, as I just said, everyone feels like they don't exactly know what they're doing in some aspect of life. I don't know anyone in my life currently, or anyone I've ever actually spoken to, that has told me with 100% clarity and confidence that they know that they're doing every single thing exactly right. Never have I ever met someone or spoke to anyone that said that, ever. So for me, knowing that and then looking at somebody else and being like, oh, they have the answer. What they're doing is what I should be doing, because I think if I'm doing what they're doing, that I'd be happier. I need to remember that I have never met somebody who was 100% confident in what they're doing. People are just making decisions that they think are good for them. And if they work out, they work out. If they don't, they don't. But that's their journey. That is their timeline, their process, not yours. And again, when I'm looking at other people and I'm thinking, well, maybe if I did this or changed this or made this decision, I'd be happier. That is me thinking that the grass is greener and neglecting to water my own grass. There's something on my side that I'm not feeling completely happy with. And when I look at somebody else in a situation that they seem happy in the area I'm not as happy in, I think, well, maybe I should be doing that. Should is the key word here. Should I do that? Should I make this decision? Should I blah, blah, blah? Would that make me happier? It's all woulda, coulda, shoulda. And asking myself constantly, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Implies that what I'm doing currently isn't correct. Which that thought in and of itself is also not correct. Because as I said, there's not one right path. Multiple paths can be right in their own ways. There is not one single correct thing. And if I'm not doing exactly that, then I'm wrong. That's not how life works. But in times where I'm feeling a drought or whatever on my side, my grass is like brown. And then I look at somebody else and their grass is green. Instead of thinking, how can I basically emulate their circumstances, because if it's working for them, then it would probably work for me. Instead of thinking that, I need to look at my own grass, look around myself in my own yard, see what the fuck I have to work with, and think about how I can choose to actively water my own grass. Essentially, watering your own grass means making the most of what you have at the time. It is taking your cards that you've been dealt, or the consequences of your decisions or your circumstances, or whatever, taking what you have right now and figuring out how to work with that. Happiness does not come from looking at what other people are doing, comparing yourself to them, and questioning what you're doing and if you would be happier or better or more successful doing what someone else is doing. You can look at someone else, take inspiration from them, and then apply that to your own watering system, but you can't become somebody else. And you shouldn't want to, because you are the only one of you. And that is awesome. You are unique. You are the only person who will ever be you. That is so special. We each have an opportunity to be ourselves the best that we possibly can. But we aren't going to be able to do that if we're looking over at someone else's grass and just wishing we were them and just had their grass. Because also, those people that we're looking at with the green grass, they also had to figure out how to water that grass. Everyone has to water their own fucking grass at some point with some situation, okay? So when you look over at somebody else whose grass is green, that does not mean that you suck. That doesn't mean your grass can never be green just because theirs is. It doesn't mean that because they have something figured out that you never will. It doesn't mean that they're winning. It doesn't mean you're losing. It doesn't mean that they're better than you, they're smarter, they're ahead of you. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that they have found out how to water their own grass. And they did that by, first of all, paying attention to themselves and not looking over at everyone else's grass and feeling shitty about themselves for not having as good of grass as them. They looked around at what they had and they worked with it. And they made it work. They came up with something that made their circumstances better. They figured out how to water their own grass with what they had. And that is what you should be doing. It's so easy to look at somebody else's successes, their wins, and kind of not consider what got them there. Because it's very, very rare that somebody just wakes up one day and everything's great. And their circumstances have worked themselves out and they're in a great position. It's very rare. Most of the time, for most people, in most aspects of life, it is a process. Rome wasn't built in a day. I actually saw this quote that said, Rome wasn't built in a day, but they laid bricks every day. So no, you don't have to build Rome in a day, but just lay down a brick. Success, happiness, whatever, it's not an overnight thing. Most of the time, it is a long process, a turbulent one, with ups and downs, steps forward, steps back. And then if you stick with it, you will realize that you have actually built over time what you wanted. But over time is the key word. And it's the same with the grass thing. You're not going to pick up a watering can right now and then by tomorrow your grass is like luscious, beautiful, green, healthy. It's not how it works. And it's not how it worked for that other person who has the green grass that you are envying. They had their own process. They had their own timeline, just like you do. So in conclusion, I laugh every time I say in conclusion because in school, every teacher, every professor always said never end an essay with in conclusion ever. So I kind of just do it as like a joke. But in conclusion, water your own damn grass. The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it. Every other circumstance isn't automatically better. It's not always greener. You can make your own green by watering it. Assuming the grass is always greener on the other side is a passive approach. Making your own grass green by watering it is an active approach. Don't let life happen to you. You need to happen to life. And that's all I've got to say. You are capable of watering your own grass in whatever way that looks like for or means to you. And I need to take my own advice also and remember this every time I feel myself thinking that the grass is greener somewhere else. I need to look around at what I have because I have a lot. I have a lot to work with and I'm also very creative and I can come up with a solution, make something where there isn't already something and improve. I know that I can do that. So let me not sell myself short. Let me give myself the credit that I deserve and use those creative thinking skills. Use all the things that I have and water my own grass. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I had so much fun recording this. I hope that I feel that way when I'm editing, that like I actually said meaningful things, because sometimes I feel like I black out mentally when I'm just talking and I'm like, you know that TikTok sound that's like, what did I say? I talk a lot. So I learned to just tune myself out. That's kind of how I feel when I am just talking and talking and talking. So it always reveals itself to me in editing though. Nothing gets past me in editing. I'm like, damn, bitch, you made no sense. Or that was a great point. So I'm hoping it's more of the latter. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. I love you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will be back talking to y'all next week with a brand new episode. I will have my little recap of what I'm doing this week. God, I'm scared. I need to like manage expectations big time and just chill out and be fucking cool. Anyway, all right. I'll talk to you next week. We love you so much. Bye.